So we've got Shafak Mohammed, leader of the Liberal Democrats in Sheffield. Shafak, it's gone well for the Lib Dems in the target seats. I mean, Grace Park increasing, Beechiff and Greenhill increasing again, but your seat yourself, you've lost your seat. Can you just explain why you think that's not transcended into Crooks?
Well, the votes in Crooks actually held up. What we've seen is 600 odd new people who didn't previously vote have voted this time, and clearly they voted for the Labour candidate, hence why we've lost by 200 odd. So it was always going to be a tight fight, and unfortunately for me, I'm on the wrong side of the numbers. You know, like you say, there's been some really positive results for the Lib Dems, like you said, Beechiff Greenhill, but also Stannington. 2011 won by 5, I think won by 700, nearly 800 votes. So yes, and what we need to do is now look at how we campaigned there, and obviously the way we campaigned in Crooks, and see what we can do. I mean, it's a general election next year, and then the council is all up in 2016, so it's all to play for. We've clearly got some new faces on the council. The Greens have done well, they've got 2 seats. You know, we've got Richard Shaw onto the council as well as Martin Smith, you know, so obviously personal level disappointing for me. I would love to have been still here, but the group now will have to elect a new leader, and I will wholeheartedly support whoever that may be.
I mean, just a quick comment for the Lib Dems going forward now. What now for the Lib Dems?
Look, we're still the main opposition. You know, today the faces down there from the Labour Party, they weren't happy, jolly, smiley faces. They realised in some of their very traditional, very safe seats, they come within a couple of hundred votes of losing. The result could have been very different for them, similar to what's happened in Rotherham. Rotherham's lost their deputy leader and lost, you know, the UKIP gained 10 seats, it could have been a lot more. So it's a clear lesson for all those mainstream parties to actually look at what's happening. The public mood is much more fluid. It's no longer red or blue or yellow anymore. It's a lot more, you know, every vote has to be fought for.
I'm just going to ask you that. I mean, the UKIP vote, do the Lib Dems and Labour in Sheffield really have to listen to the voters now? Because there's a massive increase for UKIP vote now.
Of course we have to. We can't ignore people who vote, particularly those who don't vote for us. We need to find out why they're not voting for us. Are there issues, those things, policies we can deduce? Clearly some people vote on national issues that local councillors don't have as much influence over. But the challenge there is not just for the Liberal Democrats, it's probably more for the Labour Party, actually. You know, like I said earlier, I think they realise the danger that UKIP posed to them more than anything, because we'll look at the numbers, but in seats that we've held on to, we've been able to keep the UKIP vote down. It's in Labour areas that's really gone up.